the borderline between considering seeing now and trying to know it is very fine. It's difficult because it is different if we try, you know, or consider seeing now.
Yeah, because you see that without panya it's so very disturbance. So only panya which knows right then at that very moment that no self, even thinking like that.
Even in considering.
Whatever situation. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Because it's not right understanding of that degree.
Yeah. It's true. Uh-huh. I get mixed up by sanya. By considering seeing, recognizing some people. And that's not seeing anymore, it's thinking with sanya.
Would you like to have sanya as the object right now?
Impossible. Impossible.
So
I know.
Let it go. Depending on conditions.
Yes.
Remember that. Just the way to have less attachment to the idea of self. Otherwise, it's there all the time. The attachment to the self doesn't let it go anywhere, anytime at all. It's followed all the time.
But we are so forgetful.
We.
I know. There is forgetfulness so often.
Mm-hmm. By conditions.
By conditions, yeah.
And it's not the words, whether we use we or not, but if there's the idea that it's my sanya, my forgetfulness, my lack of understanding.
Yes.
That is the I at that moment.
But you warn us. Don't try, it's already wrong.
My panya as well. My panya, even if there's a little bit of understanding.
That's how panya develops, very little, gradually. Before it could be vipassana, jhana. By then we can understand the Buddha's virtues, his great wisdom. Because seeing attachment a lot in a day, any time that it's there.
So just by reminder, that's how trying.
Understanding conditions for everything, even for right understanding. Mm-hmm.
So, you mean like
understanding is to understand that there is only one way. Mm-hmm. Not by the self, not by the wish or wanting, but by understanding develops by itself.
So, studying Pachanya is.
Study anything with understanding, not just try to remember the name and the book.
If we say studying Pachya, it implies selecting an object to study.
Right.
So not the same as the kind of study that arises naturally because it's something being talked about or a reminder comes into our mind or something
right.
like that.
Right. For example, I studied the book one time, so only when I feel like to do it again, naturally, now I plan think about it. Oh, maybe I should study.
That is thinking, which is not I, but that is still the idea of I.
Right. When thinking arrives, that I should. Study the conditionality.
There is a self who is thinking that I am thinking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Until less and less attachment with the idea of self.
When in daily life there is some awareness of there was loba or dosa, so that's it?
Is there real awareness or is imitation?
So it's a after some moment later, and then there was some recollection or look back. Oh, that was loba. That was conditioned loba.
Thinking. Because you see that there is no touching before listening to the teachings, no understanding about touching and that which is touched at all. So only panya which develops can know.
Maybe I think the root thinking that Achan say, maybe we should interpret it more clearly into cetasika.
No, wait, maybe that way.
It's the development of panya itself, from hearing and understanding on and on.
So, any vipassana now?
No. When you go on the retreat, any vipassana?
Do you go to the practice?
No, it just natural happen.
Because it has to begin with hearing about these different realities, and then the understanding will lead to the higher understanding, to the vipassana jnanas. But this is advanced understanding, so it has to begin with careful consideration of what is real now. And the reason we talk about thinking rather than give all the details, because the point is to understand the reality, not just collect the book details, but to understand what appears right now.
Well, there is reading on Dhamma. There is the understanding at that moment of reading, right? Do we have to call it? But later on, it's other kind of reality, which is not panya, it's solidarity. And then there is hearing again, reading again, consider again, that moment is panya. And after that, it's daily. Very natural, as usual. Don't try to have it. But at moment of reading, understanding is there. It's there as conditions to understand the next or the future reality. So that way one can begin to understand what panya is the moment of understanding. And if panya cannot see attachment, it's impossible to have less attachment.
So as soon as there is any idea or effort to catch a reality like attachment or sanya or panya or any other reality, it's wrong path again, because it's I that is trying to catch it at that moment. The attachment that's just fallen away, or the sanya that's not a known. So this is the wrong practice slipping in all the time.
And what sees that it's wrong?
What sees?
That it's wrong.
What sees, if it's wrong practice, it's seen as wrong practice, what seeds
that I should have. Right, right. That's the way it develops. Right. It can see everything as it is, especially attachment.
It has to be known, as you said this morning, if there is not the understanding at those moments of wishing to have understanding of this reality or that, if it's not understood that it's the wrong thinking at that moment, then it can never be eradicated. So it has to be known when it appears, when it arises. So if there is a moment of trying to catch sanya or wishing
seeing
to have
seeing.
An understanding of seeing at that moment of trying and wishing, it's real. It can be understood at that very moment.
Yeah.
And it has to be understood at that moment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will never be known.
Yeah. But I still find it difficult to know the difference between really considering after hearing about it, about different realities that have to be considered. And then it's difficult to know, is it panya or is it attachment?
Not anyone who considers, and not by trying to consider. If there's the idea of I'd better consider, or there should be considering now, it's wrong, because again it's motivated by an idea of I can do.
It may seem to occur, the considering, it may seem to occur naturally, not thinking of I have to try, not thinking that way.
So like now, this considering, no one trying to consider, so it's naturally arising, considering because and reflecting on dharmas.
Because we hear all the time. So it is a condition for considering.
Yes, not try to consider. Yeah. Not thinking we should consider.
Or there may be different moments, a moment of considering, true considering, and then the next moment it may be I who considers, alternate.
So that's why it's only Panya that can see it, that can know it at that moment.
Yes, that's very detailed, you know. Yeah.
Otherwise we won't understand the wisdom of Buddha at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The same with reading a text. There was a question yesterday, so when I went home, I looked at the text, but if there's some idea that we should read the text in order to have understanding, then again it's motivated by, I should do this.
Or naturally, there will be reading of the text.
It's like
out of interest. Yeah.
Not because of, I should do this.
Yeah.
Because then it's not understanding conditioned realities. Yeah.
But one may mislead oneself all the time. Misleading. Yeah.
Not being honest with oneself.
Yeah, right.
Or wrongly understanding and thinking that one is doing is correct.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes, well, it's the characteristic of wrong view to believe that it's right, to take it, to think it's right.
Yeah.
Wrong view always thinks it's right.
Yeah. That's right. Or one may think too easily, oh, this is wrong, I'm wrong, when it is right. That's also possible. No?
And understanding, think I'm wrong.
I don't know either. I get all mixed up.
So it comes back to this moment again. So at this moment it's just thinking now, wisely or unwisely, thinking with worry, thinking with attachment, thinking with understanding, just different dharmas, not my right or wrong thinking at all. And it's all gone.
Yeah. Attachment is there underlying all the time.
All the time.
Wanting to do this, wanting to do that. Not natural. Before Panya can be wise to that.
When I studied the Sutta, the Buddha's teaching, I'm confused, is this natural? I'm maybe asking about...
Is seeing now not natural? Is thinking now natural?
Yes.
So all about natural realities.
No matter here or reading the Sutta or at work in Taiwan.
Attachment is natural too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, do you mind ignorance?
We are told that ignorance is not good.
Please. Do you mind ignorance?
Right now, no. But
really?
Yes.
Because you see that there can be the two kinds of two ways to answer. No, I don't mind. It's still I. Don't mind. See? See, before understanding can see that it's really that degree of panya which doesn't mind at all. So no matter what one answers, it depends on reality at that moment. No matter yes or no, see? Yes because, no because.
You talk about mind, don't mind. That was a good example because Ajahn said before, when I have dosa, when there is dosa, no problem, I don't mind.
Sure. So it's same. I, see? It's I, not understanding.
Or with understanding.
But when understanding, it doesn't mind, it's different.
Understanding doesn't mind when there is attachment or dosa.
Really?
Because it's a reality.
When?
When it arises.
Different moments.
What degree?
It doesn't matter. What degree?
It's I.
No.
Yes, now.
It's when there is direct understanding.
When Vidya has developed to that degree.
Yeah, of course.
That it can understand it directly.
Then it doesn't matter what degree.
It's the function of Panya.
It's the function of Panya.
At that moment.
Yeah.
Before it can arise at any time, very natural, mm-hmm. it understand what is what.
Yeah.
By conditions. So only by understanding conditions it can lessen the attachment to the I would like very much to do this and that for this and that.
To have understanding, to know sanya and
I think Maggie and my brother basically I think they are fine. They appreciate the correct starting given we are comfortable about at least we think we can correctly understand, at least we understand the logic, the principle, not to try.
So is it possible to have panya of that degree which can really understand reality which is conditioned to arise right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not happening, but in the future, who knows? I mean, not to me, I don't know. Not right now.
It's not panya.
Right. But the confidence is growing.
Little by little.
Yes. Yes. Right. And I also very appreciate John's effort of explaining not to worry about akusala. Mm-hmm. That's also.
Yes, I also appreciate it very much on DSG when I read that. Yeah. Very helpful.
John was smiling, so.
One can see that how very difficult mm-hmm. to have panya arise by conditions.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's why I appreciate more how great Buddha's mm-hmm. compassion and wisdom mm-hmm. is.
So what do you think about the meditation center?
Sarah was talking about cutting off from society. Even by in the society, practicing that method is actually doing the cutting off because the attention is required, it's asked to pay attention on the bodily feeling. So feel kind of guilty to look, to see, to hear. Attention should be brought into the bodily feeling, I mean, the other method I was learning before. So in a way, it's kind of trying to cut off from the society already, even deep in the city.
No metta for those around, no dana, no understanding, no bhavana, so no kusala
right.
at those moments.
Yes.
And the self, or the idea of self, hinders the growth of right understanding.
Right. Yeah.
I think a lot of our friends also who have been in meditation centers and they take their experiences to be panya mm-hmm. when they are not. And sometimes they cannot listen to the right teaching because of the attachment to the experiences.
And it can lead to those experiences can lead to a lot of disturbances. They may try to recreate them or have right. more and more special experiences, and it can lead to a lot of disturbances. They leave the center and then they're disturbed by the noises and people around, so it can cause a lot of trouble in life.
Well, the goal is actually they're not going after wisdom, but going after some calmness and peaceful mind state.
But they don't understand what calmness or peace is at all, because what they take for calmness is actually attachment, a pleasant feeling. No calmness because no understanding what is calm, how calmness is conditioned. No samatha, no pasati. Just pleasant feeling with attachment. Because for it to be calmness, there has to be understanding of what calmness is. And there has to be understanding of how calmness is conditioned. What is the object of calmness and how it conditions calmness at this moment. For example, just concentrate on breath now. Mm-hmm. Does it bring calmness or just more wrong concentration?
More wrong concentration, right. There's a desire to try to bring it back. Try
to no calmness.
It's also because it's part of rebirth, because like we making new, I think, how to say, akusala, I mean, making new condition for the next rebirthing cycle.
Can we make anything?
The wrong understanding, the wrong understanding, making rebirth.
Wrong understanding just conditions more and more wrong understanding, and that wrong understanding can lead to deeds and speech, not just the wrong understanding on its own.
Even we may be reborn. In a high, not the human beings like this war. Sorry, I don't know the Pali word. I mean, but maybe we rebirth to deva, to become deva, some deva or something. But it's being reborn. I mean,
what is reborn?
Actually, that's the Dhamma until it's totally...
What is the reality which is reborn?
The sufferings, the sufferings again and again will be there.
Is it suffering that is reborn? What is the reality which is reborn? What is rebirth?
It can be anything. The seeing or the body sense or the noise, the sound, I mean. The sound.
So sound is reborn?
It happened again. It happened again.
Because?
I don't know.
That's why we just study just one book at a time to really understand it. What is that? What is that? What is sound? What is rebirth?
Otherwise, we talk about a lot of things but have no idea what we are talking about. So now there is citta, and at each moment in life there is citta. At the last moment of this life there is citta, and at the first moment of next life there is citta. Yeah. So no one, no thing that is reborn, just one citta after another citta. So the first moment of life is citta, not sound.
If no question, maybe we could give one example about delusion, because I found it very useful about the disease. It's the discussion about disease the other days in Sapa. So, any question about what is real, what is not real?
Carry on.
Did you mention delusion?
Illusion. Really? Sorry, illusion.
Illusion.
What's not real?
I see.
The concept.
Mm-hmm.
The concept. And then, so, what's concept? The reality, and then what's the concept? So, any question about
You mean the discussion we had about illness and disease?
Right. Okay. Maybe you can give some other example why.
Tell us what you understand from that discussion. Briefly.
It's still quite vague because
I think the question was, is disease real?
Right. That disease? Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And then there was some question about Ajahn. And then I have not listened to the tape.
So you begin with what is reality or what is real?
Right. That could be directly experienced.
Now, what is real?
Now, seeing is real.
Seeing is real.
Yeah.
And when there is a thinking, is seeing is seeing thinking?
No.
So we learn to understand a moment. What is there? At moment of seeing, is there feeling?
At the moment of seeing, yes, there's feeling.
Can feeling be seeing?
Can feeling be seeing? No.
See, we studied just one characteristic of a reality.
Right.
Otherwise, they are all mixed up.
Yes.
And think like, after seeing, there's thinking and sanya, memory.
Yes.
At moment of seeing, there must be sanya.
Right.
And seeing in that sanya falls away.
Right.
And next moment succeeds the previous moment, the past moment.
Right.
Sanya, at moment which follows the sanya of seeing, is it the same sanya?
No.
See, this is the way to see what's real and what is not real.
So is human being or deva real?
I don't have intention.
Check.
Yes or no. No checking. Yes or no. Is human being?
No, I want to check.
Rare?
I don't think we need to check whether we are human being or deva.
Are you now human being or deva? Do we have to check?
No.
So what's the difference between human being and deva? Only different planes of existence, but seeing is the same.
So seeing is real, but human being is just an idea. Body is an idea. So seeing is real, hearing is real, sanya at this moment is real, sanya at the next moment is real. Whether in this realm or that realm, sanya is real. So is disease real?
No, it's not real.
Is deva real?
I think it's a word only, and it represents for the different moment of reality. And you ask about real or not real. I think it's real because it's a reality.
That's why we should understand the exclamation of Dhamma when it talks about just the absolute reality. It is absolute Dhamma. But when we talk about people and things and situation, it is Satya, not Paramatta. Words of truth about that. Paramatta Satya and Sammuti Satya.
If they are words about the truth, representations. So
like this is Jonathan. It's true, not Sarah. So this is Sammuti Satya.
I think we should in the middle mark
should focus on Paramatta.
Because when we talk about Jonathan, we just don't talk about the word. We talk about realities there as Jonathan and realities here as Sarah.
Shorthand.
Actually, it's very simple,
but also the most confusing point.
The most
confusing point that people normally cannot get
human being and snake, see? Seeing is seeing for any moment, but for snake sees, human being sees, deva sees, samuti, satya. That's why there are two kinds, samuti satya and paramatta satya. If it's all paramatta satya, there's no samuti.
And the other day you mentioned sada samuti. Sada is sound or word.
When we talk about satya, it is paramatta satya because it's not my voice.
Mm-hmm. Satya.
But when you say my voice or his voice,
then it's samuti. Sada samuti.
Samuti satya.
Once again, I want to strengthen. We should focus or spend our time. I mean, very, very, at this moment, to interpret it into paramatta. Sometimes.
What is paramatta and what is not, like this is cup, samuti, and satya for those who know
what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
If they haven't heard the Buddha's teaching, it's just samuti.
I think the disease would be hot or cold, huggies or softness.
That is a disease.
Coldness, heat, they are paramatta dhamma. But when you call it heat, it is samuti satya. Without paramatta satya, can there be samuti satya?
No. Because of ignorance, so we live and deep and grow in the
ignorance is samuti satya. But the reality which is ignorance is paramatta dhamma.
And it's also different chitta-sika, moment of chitta and chitta-sika.
Is samuti satya a chitta-sika?
Yeah.
It is samuti. We can change the name, but we cannot change the characteristic.
If it's samuti, then it's not paramatta at that moment, it's concept.
And nothing can relate to paramatta.
Without samuti, can anyone understand paramatta satya?
Could we have this discussion without samuti and without samuti satya?
It depends on our level.
Impossible to have a discussion without using samuti and without talking about samuti satya.
It would seem then that samuti satya is Ariyati. Understanding. It's different. It's an understanding that a cup is not a cup because in reality there is no cup, but it's not direct understanding of the reality.
The pariyatti refers to the understanding. So pariyatti is panya chetasika, but the samuti are the concepts, the ideas, not panya. Yeah, that are thought about. The mode of expression. Samuti is the mode of expression. Animals experience pariyatti, but not samuti. There's no mode of expression in words or language. Like there is now.
But samuti satya, distinct from just samuti, is
cup. If one's never heard the Buddha's teaching, one talks about cup. It's
right.
Samuti, it's
yes.
Conventional term,
right.
Used for convenience. For when the Buddha or those who understood his teachings talk about it, they know it refers to realities. It's like a shorthand for particular realities. Like disease, it can be samuti with no understanding while using the expression, or for those who have some understanding, it can be used for convenience to represent realities. So So then it can be Samuti Sancha.
So talking about the truth, for example, if in a sutra it says he exerts effort, Samuti Sancha, because just using conventional terms to refer to the mental factor of virya.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The remembering, keep it all the way in Paramattha Sutta.
Sorry, say again.
Should the reality of remembering, I don't know the Pali word, sorry.
Sanya.
The Sanya, keep it all the time in the Paramattha.
As soon as there's an idea of...
Should we, it's wrong understanding of I. There's the idea of I behind it. So whenever there's an idea of should we this, should we that, it's wrong understanding. Because no one who can do anything...
So it's a reality?
No. I should do anything.
Sanya doesn't stay anyway.
Nothing.
Just arise and fall away each moment with citta.
But not always, right? But not always.
Always.
Yeah, with every citta, there is sanya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can do sanya can be kusala. Wrong understanding and all. Right understanding, the sanya.
Again.
I mean, the sanya can sometimes be with wrong understanding or right understanding.
Sanya accompanies every moment of consciousness. So when there's right understanding, there's sanya also. When there's wrong understanding, there's also sanya for that moment.
So the more sanya with right understanding, the more truth will be enlightened.
It's not sanya with right understanding. It's right understanding with sanya has sanya arise with it. We don't talk about having sanya with right understanding.
So Maggie is still confused, not sure about why disease is just a concept.
Let's take an example of a disease.
Disease sometimes causes pain, but pain is reality, right?
Right.
So why not disease is reality?
Why is pain a reality? Why is pain a reality?
Because we experience it, it's true.
How is it experienced? Pain?
Now, through which door?
No. Uh-huh.
Through which door?
Body.
So, and how about disease? Is disease directly experienced?
No. You mean...
So, how could it be a reality if it's not directly experienced?
Is disease real?
Is it yes or no? Is disease real?
I'm confused.
You know cancer, you know malaria, you know many words. Is it real? Disease?
If the body is not real,
we just think, is whether disease real, is real or not, then we can find out what reality is, the reality of what we call disease.
Let's talk about cancer. Is cancer real?
Yes.
And what is the reality of what you take it for cancer? There must be a reality. You just don't take space as cancer.
The four primary, it's all the four primary rupa, the earth element, the heat element.
With our body, can there be disease? So what is the nature or the reality of body?
The earth element, heat element.
What element?
Earth, heat,
water. Right.
Maggie, do you feel cool now?
No.
Do you feel any coolness from the air conditioner? Or
it
wind?
It's not cold to me.
Okay.
I think it's quite comfortable.
Okay. Well, can you feel the...
The air?
Air from the air conditioner.
Yes.
Yes. Is that feeling real?
Yes.
The experience of the body sense?
Yes. Yes.
And is air conditioner real?
Air condition is not real.
So it's what's experienced that's real, not where it comes from.
It's not where it's come from.
It's not what causes the experience that is real. It's the experience itself is real, but the cause is not real. Too obscure.
There's what causes it conventionally, and what causes the vipaka, the bodily body consciousness.
The conventional cause.
But the conventional cause is what you're talking about. Yeah.
Can you see heat? Heat can be felt, but it's hot. Right? So it's hot. Hot is real. It's so, but it cannot be seen. So you can see the air conditioner.
Yes.
But you cannot see that which is cold or hot.
Just not sure about the connection with disease.
Just very natural. At moment of seeing, there is seeing. It's that which can experience, that which can be seen.
But she suddenly said, okay, oh, I cannot really see disease, it's just a concept. Or I can really experience it.
What we call disease will manifest in some way.
Right.
So the manifestation is real.
Right.
Either hardness or softness, heat or cold, pain, discomfort through the body. Mm. But the disease...
It's just a name.
Just a name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a certain reality.
Is that we cannot experience the table, right?
Because in the what we take for the body, so many different groups of rupas conditioned in different ways by temperature or nutriment or karma or by citta, so conditioned in different ways, arising and falling away, but completely unknown because there's no experience. So all that can be known is that which is experienced now. But we may look at an X-ray, visible object seen, and then they're thinking about disease, thinking about cancer, because we're told this is what is shown. So many rupas conditioned all the time. So we call it disease because that word represents the nature of various rupas in the body, but actually what is seen is just visible object. What is touched is just hardness or coldness at any moment.
Maybe you want to check and make sure the understanding of the sixth sense door, what does that exactly mean? The eye door has light, it's light and the other dark.
Do we have to call that which is seen?
Not necessary.
This is the beginning to understand the absolute reality. So that which can be seen is only that which can impinge on the eyebrow. But where is it? Where is that which can impinge on the eyebrow? Where?
Right in front of the eye.
Pardon?
Right in front of the eyes.
Yes, right in front. But what? Do you see this? Do you see this? Do you see this? So what is the reality of that which can be seen? You don't have to call it anything because it's now this moment is seen already. but without hardness and softness at all? Can they be that which impinge on the eye base?
So do you mean the nature of the visible object can be experienced directly?
There must be the four primary rupas with such that which can be seen, odor and taste, mm-hmm. and nutrition.
Right.
Each visible object seen is different because each one is conditioned by the other rupas that arise together with it. Mm-hmm. So why is this visible object this way and this visible object that way? Because it's conditioned by the hardness and the temperature and the other rupas that arise together with it in a group. And does it seem like it's light all the time now? Does it seem light all the time now?
You mean continuously?
Yes, does it seem like it's light for half an hour or all the time we sit in this room, for example?
Continuously light.
Yes. Before, you know, you remember about light.
Right, I don't really remember that, but the question is...
Does it, okay, I'll ask Vincent, does it seem light all the time now?
Light instead of dark.
So we're talking about conventional term here, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, does it seem, because usually... It seems like it's light. It seems that the world is light all the time.
Right.
And it seems that there is continuous sound heard of the whirring of the air conditioning. But this is because there is no understanding.
Right.
Actually, the world is only light at the moment visible object is seen, because mm-hmm. visible object is the only reality which is light. So if there is no seeing at this moment, for example, at moments of hearing, smelling, tasting, mm-hmm. touching or thinking,
mm-hmm.
no light
right.
appears at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, the world is in darkness right. most of the time, except at moments of seeing visible object. But yes. because there's no understanding of visible object, no understanding of sound, no understanding of other realities, it seems that that light, the visible object, lasts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Without the sun, can there be light?
Without sun.
If
yes.
there's no sun at all.
No sound.
Sun.
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 Oh,
sun.
Sun.
Oh, okay.
Sun. Can there be light?
No.
So where is light?
So where is light?
What's the source of light?
A sun.
How can there be light?
No. How can there be light now? You mean the electricity?
Well, it just is. It just is light.
Thinking about the sun, and you understand that it's light.
Mm-hmm.
So hot, the heat.
What's the heat? Of the sun?
Yeah.
What's the heat of the sun?
So she said, so hot, the heat of the sun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Conditioned light, which can impinge on the eye base. And what is seen needs the eye base and that which can be seen. While softness and hardness cannot be seen at mm-hmm. all.
Right.
But it seems like we see softness and hardness, but actually it's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's sunny. When we see softness, it's sunnier. When we see it's a soft cake, a cake looks soft, then that's by sunnier.
When we think about many things, can we understand just one thing, which can be seen? Sanya cannot be seen.
Right.
So what is that which can be seen? A reality, only that is real. No matter you call it the sunlight or the electricity light, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Light is just light that can be seen.
Just one reality.
Okay.
We don't have to say whether it's light or dark.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is seen. Because one knows that darkness is not light.
Mm-hmm.
Because of seeing.
Okay.
sees the difference mm-hmm. between light and dark. So whatever is seen is a reality. And it has to arise with the four primary rupas. But without light at all, this is seen as dark. No different colors at all. But because of light, the that which can be seen with each unit of kalapas, different. That's why it conditions different colors. So is that self? That which is seen now?
No.
See, begin to see how Buddha could become enlightened, the truth of each reality as it is. Mm-hmm. It's just a reality that can be seen. It cannot be touched. Mm-hmm. And that cannot be taken for people and things or me or I. Because dark or light is just that which can be seen. Like now, only different realities. One can be seen, the other can be touched. No one there.
Yes. How about when we have no rupa at all, and that's on the side like a nama?
Arupa.
Brahma.
In this realm, in this human realm, there are always rupas.
What do you mean, no rupa at all?
Can seeing not see rupa? Can touching not touch rupa?
We're not confused by the rupa. We are not confused. And this the thinking.
Sorry?
Nama and rupa, nama. I mean, this nama, a different reality, moment of nama. Chitta and chitta-sika only.
Yeah, but they always need rupa too.
Are we now talking just about the word or the reality, which we use the word for it, as nama or rupa?
Maybe I use the wrong word, but the reality is true, it's real. Reality is reality.
So it's the reality which we call or use the term dhamma, nama.
You mean there is also rupa from citta?
That nama, what is it? Is it a reality? Is it real?
It's real.
So, what is that which is real, which we use the word nama?
Nama includes citta and cittasika.
That's the word. Always use the word to represent different realities.
Yeah.
But what's the nature of that which is nama?
It's a moment of experiencing.
It's that which experiences.
Because sometimes I think that I'm not confused by the sound.
What do you take for I? If there is no reality at all, no I, no idea. But when there is the idea of I, what is the reality that you take for I? Like seeing now, I see. When there's no seeing, no I see. When there's no thinking, no, I think. So only reality is conditioned to arise. And we have different names for each one so that we know what we are talking about, whether it is seeing or thinking or hearing.
I just want to ask, Achan, can you help to explain more clearly about the moment that we are not confused a lot by the seeing, the sound, the body sense. I mean, I know that there are sometimes the moment of body sense, sometimes the moment of seeing. Right. And replaced by each other. For example, this moment is hardness and softness. That moment
is rising and falling all the time. Can it experience anything? hardness, softness can it experience? That's why we use the word rupa for any reality which cannot experience at all.
So at a moment of touching, is it possible for there to be no rupa experienced?
No. At the moment, sorry.
Of touching. It must touch rupa. At a moment of seeing, it must see rupa. At a moment of hearing, it must hear rupa. At a moment of tasting, it must taste rupa. Because there must be an object. So the object of the sense experiences is always rupa through the sense doors.
Okay. Can the light be touched? Darkness. Good. So what appears now? At moment of seeing what appears. Our reality, only that, our reality, so that we do not take that reality for I, of things, but only our reality which can be seen.
And whether we say that we see visible object or see light, actually it's just that reality only. Just a rupa, just a reality that's seen.
In order to have less and less attachment to the idea of self, or things permanent. It's only each reality is conditioned to arise and falls away instantly. And we understand of this directly at moment when it appears arising and falling away is vipassana, understanding. Without understanding, it cannot be vipassana.
But that takes many lives.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Buddha took how many lives in order to become Buddha?
Yeah, yeah.
And he enlightened this moment. Mm-hmm. So he thought about all realities as they are. Otherwise we would die. What Buddha knew. If there is no understanding of seeing and light, can there be enlightenment? Not at all. Should we select time and place to have understanding of this light and seeing? By conditions.
By conditions.
Only.
What conditions?
Only.
What conditions? Which conditions?
Without the four primary rupas, there cannot be that which is seen.
Yeah.
In what condition the four primary rupas?
I don't understand the question.
What condition the arising of the four primary rupas here?
Temperature.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Because it's not of the body.
Acha means that we just keep continue considering more, aware, more and more awareness.
Understanding. Otherwise, what is awareness again? It's not I who is aware. And when does it arise and when it doesn't arise? Does it arise with seeing moments? See the details of what he taught? Just condition more understanding of realities as not self. Not
more
as anything.
It will become more and more enlightened.
Understanding more and more so that there can be less and less attachment to the idea of self.
Because many times, many people are trying to get the awareness,
The teachings of the Buddha at all. That is attachment, ignorance, not right understanding.
You mean just aware is naturally when it comes, we aware of that, and when it's not clear, so
without the teachings or the words of the Buddha, can we understand whatever it is? As attachment is not awareness.
Mm-hmm.
ignorance is not attachment. Everything is different. So when Buddha became enlightened, he didn't have inclination to teach about this because it's so very subtle. But since he knew that everyone can develop understanding from hearing the right words about realities, that's the reason why he taught.
I would like to strengthen once again about what Achanta said, and I 100% agree with you. That's
I
understand.
Only understanding,
yeah.
Whether it is now understand what is heard like light, what is meant by light, there must be a reality. And what is light and darkness is only that which can be seen. So it's a reality. Remember that we think that there are I, he, she, but actually different realities. Like sound is not that which can be seen. So now we take for carp and things and people because of the light and the seeing, see different colors. This color is this, this color is this. Without color at all, no one can tell at moment of seeing what is what.
And if there is a moment of ignorance or interrupted moment, so it's accept
the idea
it.
Of I see.
Yeah, so just yeah. Naturally accept it. That's the way.
That's why the words of the teachings is to be considered, and their understanding arises from wise consideration. It's not just remember. Nama, rupa, seeing, hearing, that's useless. But to understand what is now as not self. Not self. Hardness is just hard. Whenever it arises, it is hard. It cannot see, it cannot hear. So we talk about the Paramattha Dhammas, that which is the faculty of experiencing is citta, in short. Otherwise, we have to explain that which is now sees or hears or thinks, whatever, when it arises, it experiences, not self, not I.
And we should say that Dhamma is 100% perfect, because actually the samadhi comes from, how do you say, there is a cetasika that's...
We don't talk about citta and cetasika in the beginning. Just talk about what is there now.
I mean the samatha, the real...
What is what first from the very beginning?
Otherwise we mix that which experience and that which is experienced. For example, can light, blue, green, experience anything? And without the four primary rupas, can there be different color? See, even different color comes from the different mixture of the four primary rupas. Too hot or too cold condition different rupas, which can be seen now. Because, for example, flower today is so fresh, because of the primary rupas. But the four primary rupas keep on arising and falling away by temperature, because it's not that which is in the body. The rupa in the body arises from different conditions. Like the eye base is conditioned by kamma. No temperature can condition eyeness or eye sense to arise at all. So there's no one, no being, only conditions. Even thinking, understanding, whatever arises is conditioned from moment to moment, never to return at all. That's why there is clinging to this, because of not understanding that it appears because it arises and falls away instantly, very rapidly, in succession. No gap. That's why it seems like it's there all the time, like all of us. But actually, each reality is conditioned to arise. And what is conditioned to arise falls away, for sure.
For everyone, for each one is 100% different. 100% different.
So then, only different conditions for the arising of experiences and that which cannot experience.
Because she takes this as an example, but it's also the different people seem to stay. But they don't stay, of course. It's only a visible object.
Why don't we see the perfect Brahma over there? Because Dhamma, for example, for I, in the little mark, Dhamma turn around me. I mean, Jane, the sound, the hardness, the chitta, yeah, the moment of different reality, change a lot, and it has perfect, it's perfect, and the samadhi come from there, when you are really aware of that.
What is awareness? That's why.
Trouble.
Because
be aware.
We were born with ignorance and attachment.
Now we know a theory, you see.
Your disagreement is a dhamma for me. It's one reality. To me.
What do you mean by disagreement? What is the reality of that?
Body sense. I have neutral body sense.
Wrong understanding and right understanding. No matter you take the wrong one for the right one, it's wrong.
Do you know what reality in over here? I mean,
why not? But it appears.
If it does not appear at all, if it does not arise, who can experience that?
But your reality is 100% different from my reality.
Each one, even what you take from me, each unit, each one is different from moment to moment, because nothing belongs to anyone at all. It's conditioned. So many, many conditions, that's why it's so very complex. That's why only the highly developed right understanding from moment to moment, from none at all, until it becomes little by little, can understand better and better, until ignorance is completely eradicated. When Panya is wise to that degree. So just learn about understanding whatever is not understood at all, when there is no listening of the true words of the Buddha. So what did Buddha become enlightened? Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting that no one knows. It doesn't mean that we should do anything in order to understand what? No understanding at all. Just want to experience. Experience what is unknown either. So it's rest of the time.
I think even someone with not fully good brain also have
what is all the time, so that right understanding can understand that which is not known or understood yet, because we live in the world of ignorance and convention all the time. Take this for that all the time, not understanding that it's just arise by conditions.
So the disease should be accepted in this way.
No, accept its I, but understanding is not the I. It's I who accept, but when it's understanding, it understands, not me.
With that understanding, no dukkha, no...
What is the meaning of this word? This word should be clearly understood.
Okay. What is dukkha?
Sufferings. No sufferings. For example, the people with cancer.
What about those who have no cancer?
If they know about Dhamma, they will understand that only hardness or softness.
One's idea. It's not the teachings of the Buddha. We can see the difference between the teachings of the Buddha from ignorance But when it's a teaching of the Buddha from enlightenment, this is different. When it's not the understanding of his words about realities, it's only the idea accumulated for different people to have different idea. You can think that this does not fall away at all. It stays all the time. But from the enlightenment, Buddha experienced the arising and falling away of all conditioned realities. And why do we call it conditioned reality? Because without conditions, nothing can arise at all, no matter nama or rupa. That's why, according to the teachings of the Buddha, the last book of Abhidhamma Pitaka is about conditions. But there is no understanding of condition right now, because what is not known yet. Why do we have different colors of the eyes? See? The answer is the enlightenment of the Buddha, who knows everything. Whatever is doubt, one can begin to understand from hearing the teachings.
This is also an obstacle for someone who start open the book and read, because
in order to have the understanding which is different from what appears, it needs considering carefully each word, like anatta, no self. See? Why? Because can hardness be self? This is hard, and this is hard, so where's the self? It's only hardness.
And replaced very instantly. So who control and who can control?
We learn to understand that actually there are only realities. One reality, one kind, cannot experience anything. Like hardness cannot see, it cannot think, it cannot like. So whatever which arises and cannot experience, just call it rupa, which means anything which is there, which cannot experience, is rupa. So there are not only one kind of rupa, so many different kinds of rupa. Hardness is not the eye, see? Hardness cannot be object to condition seeing without eyes. Seeing cannot arise at all. So there are different conditions. Like we just say, citta, that which arises and experience. So there must be the object which is experienced as condition for citta to arise. Only that. Even seeing needs conditions for its arising. The more one learns, the more one can understand the wisdom of the Buddha.
Can we say that we are conditions of each other? We are conditions of
whatever
each other.
Arises is conditioned. So we learn later what conditions what. Because even seeing and that which is seen is not completely known right now. We have to hear a lot, and there are conditions for consider a lot in order to begin to understand little by little. It sees, so where is it? But there is that which is seen, so there must be the seeing. And now seeing arises and falls away, otherwise nothing can be seen. Who knows? And this is from the enlightenment, which ignorance cannot understand at all. Is there ignorance right now? Pardon? Until right understanding begins to know that actually there's no self, because the idea of self has been accumulated from life to life eons and eons ago. How can it be eradicated just in a day or 7 days or months, or the whole life in this life? More than that, because it also took many, many eons for Buddha himself to become enlightened, which means to understand what it appears now as it is. That's why not everyone can hear the teachings or can understand. Only those accumulation from life to life, conditioned seeing and hearing, and see the value of understanding, because life is very short. Who knows when will death come? It can be this evening or next moment. So the best thing in life is understanding that which hasn't been understood or understood before at all. That actually only conditioned realities arising and falling away. And that's the end of the circle of birth and death, because it is endless, because there are conditions for its arising. It will end only when all conditions are completely eradicated. Is there reality right now?
Yeah.
How many doorways can it appear reality? Without the eyes, that which is seen cannot be seen. Without the hearing, sound cannot be heard. Or without sound, hearing cannot arise. Who can do that? Who can make it arise? Who can think about it without hearing the right words about the right reality right now? So we can see the difference between ignorance and understanding. See, before hearing the teachings, no understanding of anything at all. Even seeing arises and falls away, no understanding at all. And even from the beginning, just hearing about seeing, it cannot be experienced. So only right, the highly developed panya can experience it. So have confidence on right understanding. It can understand that which is not understood before. But not by oneself or one's own thinking, but by hearing the truth of that which appears.
We may be inclined not to have confidence when we hear how difficult it is. The lack of confidence.
What about the difference between the reality of ignorance and the reality of understanding?
Immense.
So, yeah. How come to be immense?
By accumulations.
From?
Former lives, long ago.
And hearing again and again and again, yeah. By conditions.
Yeah.
So including one person who not yet have full right understanding over Dharma, over reality. So right now, of course, a lot of moments of ignorance, then they try to do some dana or sila.
Or it's conditioned.
Because they are with the wrong understanding.
So Buddha taught about at moment of dana, what is there? There must be citta with wholesome cetasika, mental factors. Because when it's attachment, it cannot condition giving away things for the other's benefit. So even at moment of giving, there can be right understanding of that which gave and whatever is there. So what we are talking now is like that which is under the water, under the depths of the ocean. We talk about attachment. Attachment does not appear. We talk about hardness. Does hardness appear or things appear? See, quite different.
But like this.
Yes, but to take it that I touch a paper all the time.
No. Hardness.
If one is not asked whether it's hard, you touch what?
If what do you say?
If there is no question, what is touched?
Yeah.
No idea of hardness as just a reality. But there is the idea that I touch this, I touch this, I touch this.
No, I don't think I touch this now.
All the time or sometime when there are conditions.
There is hardness appearing like this.
Because of conditions. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a book.
But I don't think of a book now.
Just now, what is seen?
What is seen? That is different. That is more difficult.
See?
Yeah.
Because one cannot stop the idea about that which is experience. Because one is so used from life to life to take realities for something permanent.
Is it hardness? Or do you think it's hard? Is there thinking about hardness?
There is a characteristic of hardness.
That's right.
Yeah, certainly.
Who knows?
I don't dare to say Panya knows. I don't dare to say that. Because I know that Panya is so weak.
To be truthful. Because truthfulness is parami, perfection.
But can I say, it is appearing, hardness.
For a moment. For many times.
Many times?
In a day.
Not many times in a day.
This is
but
truthfulness.
I'm listening now, and we're talking about it.
Touch it. What is there?
What is the hardness?
And what else?
A lot of thinking about many things.
After touching.
Yeah.
See? So touching is not I, thinking about it is not I. It's only different moments. And if one knows that seeing is only a moment, in a moment, and the citta which follows cannot see, but it experiences the same object as seeing. Buddha taught about just one moment at a time. The seeing is not that which follows it. So the next moment after seeing is not called or taught by him as seeing. He used the word sampatichanna, another word, receiving. It means receiving the object from moment of seeing with vitakka cetasika. See, another reality. Because vitakka is like touching, while pasa is not touching, another cetasika, which contact. At any moment when there is seeing, the pasa contact sound. So the other reality, citta and cetasika, arise with it to experience that. But pasa is not citta. A mental factor, whenever it arises, it touches. That's why citta, which experience whatever touches, touch. It cannot just arise at will without pasa. Without the reality which touch, citta cannot arise. That's why we call the cetasika as conditions or factors for the arising of citta. Citta cannot arise alone at all. There must be the realities which condition its arising.
I don't want to talk about pasa touching, right? And the other day when we were in Sapa, and then Anne was picking the toothpick from the further one, not a one near in front of her. And you mentioned about vitakka. Vitakka is also said touching.
Touching the object.
Touching the object, right?
Because you know who can experience the fine difference between cetasikas, because there are altogether 52 kinds of cetasika. And pasa is that which just contact, not touch. That's why pasa, contact, that is seen. So seeing arises without vitaka. So one can see that how very short reality is when it appears. It has to be through mind or to see how little it is, because after that it's not that which is seen anymore.
There is a point that when someone tries to aware of something, there is
no understanding of no one.
I want to talk about the wrong understanding when there is the effort to experience the object.
Effort is not I. Yes. Effort is not vitaka.
Vitaka, I mean the vitaka sometimes, vitaka not.
The word vitaka now?
Initial application, that's what
I'm thinking.
There are a mental factor without cetasika, which we use the term cetasika, citta cannot arise at all. So each moment of whatever is there must be conditioned by many, many conditions, not just one condition at all. To learn more, to understand more, it can be conditioned to have less attachment, to take that for self or something permanent.
But I do like this, when we can say maybe it's not precise at all.
What is not precise?
The panya.
Is panya there? Or only touching?
Only touching.
Yeah. So touching is not panya.
No.
So it's the job. So at the moment of touching and then followed by receiving and then investigating, determining and javana. In javana, that's where panya can arise in javana process.
Jitas can arise without vitaka.
The five pairs of sense impressions, right. You know.
So one can see the difference between the moment of just seeing. It doesn't know what is seen. Just see. That's all. And after the jitta which follows, because of memory or sanya, then there is the idea of this or that.
So the question, just wonder, I know about then panya appear in what citta? It's in the javana process can panya appear, right?
Arise.
Right after, a three moments after seeing.
When we read sutta, it's different from reading Abhidhamma, right? Because while one is reading about sutta, no details about the process of citta at all. So as much as one knows that, after seeing, there is like or dislike. Not talking about each moment of citta arising from one to another at all. But in details, Buddha taught about each citta, one moment at a time, what succeeds what. So that there can be less attachment to take seeing for self or for anything, because it's just a moment. So this is just a moment of touching.
Yeah, but it's a way of explaining, like you did to the guide, that he doesn't touch the car or the table, but it's just the hardness. When we explain it, we can use it like that.
But the more one talk about realities, the more details.
The more details, yeah. But in the beginning, we can explain he doesn't touch a table.
Because how many cetasikas appear in a day? Even there must be cetasika arising with citta all the time. But how many citta can appear in a day?
So they cannot be many.
Uncountable. Many. Uncountable.
They are uncountable Jesus, but they don't appear
as they are.
So it's like it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Very deep.
We just talk about that.
That's why we are in ignorance. That's why how ignorant we are. So suttas and sutta.
The understanding, only understanding self can
be conditioned to have less attachment.
Have less attachment. That is always good.
Good.
Good. I like less attachment.
Yes. Because your answer about vitaka, cetasika doesn't satisfy me, because they are sometimes they go with the kusala citta, with the wholesome or unwholesome
thought, one moment at a time, one citta at a time, whether how many cetasikas arising with this certain citta, like foreseeing a moment, how short it is. A moment of seeing can arise without vitaka. Only 7 cetasika can condition by karma. See, we can understand the potency of karma, which can condition seeing right now, but we don't know what karma condition this moment of seeing.
I just want to take the example for that process. I mean, how do you say, when there is a wrong effort to aware.
So what is
effort?
Effort is
a reality, a cetasika.
And when you use the word wrong effort, at what moment?
Because I need to explain my
idea with you, then
not
I...
Idea.
The truth.
Yeah, I would like to explain the truth.
Then, no way, I need to use a word to explain.
Better hear the teachings so that we can understand the difference before any can appear as object. For example, now we talk about cetasikas, the factors, the mental factor which condition citta. A moment of experiences cannot arise without factors, cetasikas. But we don't know.
You're using the
word we. We have to use the sammutisaccha. Otherwise, it might be Nina or this one. So
right.
Even Buddha himself used the word Tathagata.
Of course.
So yeah. Please let me finish my explanation before. Yeah, I mean, at the moment of we making effort, I mean, with the who have the wrong, not yet full understand about the truth, then they
make effort now.
I'm making effort to...
So it's wrong from the very beginning.
Okay, yes.
At the bottom of the ocean. Oh.
Thank you.
Because only Panya can understand what's wrong. Otherwise, it's there all the time.
Very useful, all this that you explained.
Because I think that in order to understand the wisdom of the Buddha, the great wisdom, there should be the considering, wise considering about whatever is heard, even just one word. Like citta, it's not cetasika. And Buddha used different words.
For citta?
Yes. Because citta and cetasika, mental realities, no shape, no color, but they arise together. How can anyone know the distinction between citta and cetasika? But we were taught in detail the difference between citta. Only the faculty of experiencing, that's all. It cannot like, it cannot dislike, it is not understanding, it just experience. So many cetasikas arising, see. So the question is, how many cetasikas can be object in a day?
Yeah, because we think of loba, we think of dosa, but thinking about only.
But it's there. To be known that I like, right. But actually attachment is there. If attachment does not arise, there is no idea of I like that. It's a function of that cetasika, mental factor. Whenever it arises, it is attached. Nobody can change its characteristic. Nobody can stop
the function of it. Yeah. That's why even a reality, Buddha taught about the characteristic, the function, the manifestation, and the
proximate cause.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's only a very coarse, not real awareness, and not knowing it yet as non-self. But we can begin to, or it can be a beginning of understanding a little the characteristic of attachment or like or dislike.
That's why when we use the conventional word being aware or awareness, it's so very ordinary. I'm aware, that is not. That is not awareness.
That's like knowing what one is doing. Mm-hmm. Misunderstandings, yeah, about awareness. Yeah.
That's why Buddha taught that awareness arises with wholesome moment, wholesome citta, yeah, only. It cannot arise with unwholesome citta. At moment of attachment, no awareness, no understanding. Ignorance is there.
But something can be known about it already, a beginning.
Awareness?
Not real what? Awareness.
So what
no
is there?
Thinking.
Yes, and what is thinking?
Thinking
before we can go
citta
further?
Citta thinks.
Yes, but what type of citta is thinking?
It can be kusala citta by considering what we hear.
Or if you would like to understand the moment of its arising, it's not moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, then it's thinking. And who knows that thinking follows moment of seeing immediately. Otherwise there's no idea, but this is this and this is this. Because seeing just see.
But it can be sometimes by considering the Dhamma with some
it's
intellectual
fallen again. Fallen away completely, and there is thinking about it which has fallen.
Like pariyati. Pariyati.
Yes, but each one fallen, arising and falling away all the time.
Yes.
So it's only the idea and thinking about it until awareness appear to right understanding that it's there.
But pariyati?
No, because from hearing, understanding intellectually,
yeah,
it will condition moment of awareness
yes,
to arise.
Yes, yes,
by
yes
then,
yeah,
the understanding of awareness is
it's possible.
Is aware.
It's possible.
Why not?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's useless to listen.
Of course, yeah, yeah. But we don't know when.
Nobody knows.
No.
By conditions.
Yeah.
What stage of understanding is not known until it's there. So we can say it's not only learning or intellectually.
But the moment of pariyati is kusala citta. Otherwise, it's not pariyati.
Understanding is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there may be very few moments of.
It doesn't pariyati matter, and they all fall away.
Yeah, they fall away. Like
so that's why we can understand what is taught in sutta. Don't care about the past and the future, which hasn't come yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because only this moment can be understood as not self.
Yeah.
At moment of seeing, it's moment of beginning to learn about that which experience until awareness is there. See, mm-hmm, Panya knows whether awareness is of the reality which experience, not that which is usually is experienced. Because in the day, whenever they're seeing, there is attention to only that which is seen. Even right now, no one, citta and cittasikas, arising and falling away, performing their function all the time. Who knows? Awareness and right understanding when there are conditions for its arising, to arise. No one can force it to arise either. And this is the understanding of anattaness. All dharmas are conditioned.
Including Panya itself.
Which begins, and it will keep on going on and on and on, very slowly. Because ignorance is so great. But when ignorance is not as great, panya can be conditioned more.
Oh, thank you so much. Very useful.
Yes. That's why we talk about realities instead of just talking about life, career, up and down, life. Not understanding what life is. But when there is the understanding of reality, it's not me. Different jetasikas, different jiva, different rupas, that's all. They do not belong to anyone because actually that's no one.